and welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we will examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Well, today is the last session for our study, When Emotions Rise. Today we're in session 6, and we're studying Weathering the Blues. This is from Psalms 31, verses 1 through 8. You know, depression has increased here lately because of the coronavirus. People feel helpless against a disease that has caused a lot of deaths and a disease that has caused them to not be able to leave their homes. It's a very real emotional trauma that many people have experienced. And you may have heard even that our former First Lady, Michelle Obama, has felt blue or depressed because of this season in our country. So this session will help us understand that we have a God who can restore us when we're feeling depressed or when we're feeling blue.
All right, so the point of today's lesson is God lifts us up when we feel down. I like that. God lifts us up when we feel down, weathering the blues. And so we're going to be in Psalm 31. Let me read verses 1 and 2. Lord, I seek refuge in you. Let me never be disgraced. Save me by your righteousness. Listen closely to me. Rescue me quickly. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mountain fortress to save me. And so the first point here is that problems can weigh us down. Problems can weigh us down. And so that's certainly true. And so do some of your own research as you're preparing for this lesson about mental health, the rise in mental health issues and the rise in depression and some other issues we're going to talk about as we go through this lesson that are happening right now in the place where you live. So you don't have to take national statistics, make them local so that they apply to the church field where you are right now so they can be more personal for people. But yeah, problems can weigh us down. And there I see the psalmist saying, let me never be disgraced. And so that really can happen. So sometimes we really can get in a place where we are just totally down. And sometimes people get so depressed, they just can't do anything. Some people sometimes so depressed, they don't even have the strength to get out of bed and face one more day. So what do you think about being weighed down like that, Christina?
Well, Mark, you know, some people know my testimony, but I was diagnosed with clinical depression as a young adult. I had those days when I couldn't get out of bed and those days when I was weighted down so much by sadness. You know, there's no other emotion, I don't believe, that causes a person to turn against him or herself. And I turned against myself in so many ways. I was suicidal and had to be hospitalized. And you know, I think David experienced deep emotional trauma in his life. One of the reasons that was, you know, I know he had a son who was trying to take his throne from him at any cost. And the trauma that I experienced was caused by some situations that adults put me in as a a teenager and so on, but I won't go through that right now. But it's a difficult experience. And I'll share a little bit more as we go on with this overview.
Sure. Problems of life can just weigh us down. And so the blues, thank you for, you know, being personal and sharing those thoughts, Christina, because they're really going to be helpful to a lot of people who are listening to this. And so, you know, some people experience this in many, many ways. And sometimes you don't even recognize that that person might be in your class on a particular Sunday, but they are there. And sometimes it's the week when they're not there. Huh? So think about that and reach out to some people who didn't make it to class this week. So the first thing, it just says problems can weigh us down. And the second point says, give concerns to God. So let me read these next verses. It says, for you are my rock and my fortress. You lead and guide me for your name's sake. You will free me from the net that is secretly set for me. For you are my refuge. And so, wow. So it says, give your concerns to God. A couple of things I just see in that portion there. One is that the secret net, I see that there, sometimes others don't know about the depression we might be going through, a secret net. Sometimes it sneaks up on us and catches us off guard, a secret net. But what I really love is the beginning of verse 4, where it says, you will free me. And so what I see here is that the psalmist is trusting God for a breakthrough. Come on now. So that's what people need. Some things we can't break by ourselves, but God can give us a breakthrough. What do you think, Christina?
Absolutely. You know, and it's true that it's sometimes you don't know that you're depressed. I don't think that I knew it. I was functioning and trying to live my life, but was not functioning well. And so that's one of the things that when I finally went to see the doctor that I was diagnosed with. But, you know, David understood that he could turn to God for help. And I did not understand that because I wasn't a believer when I was depressed. But I do remember telling my doctor this one thing. Every time he asked me, what are you going to do? I would say, I'm trying to find God. So somehow I got it in my head that God could help me. And I believe, though, that began my journey. That was one of the things that God used to begin my journey toward him.
Sure. So the psalmist begins that passage saying, you are my rock and my fortress. And so, you know, when we are feeling like we can't handle it ourselves, thanks be to God, he is a rock and a fortress. Fortress protects us from all that stuff that seems like it wants to come against us and the things that, you know, kind of put us into that depressed state in the first place. But he is our rock and our fortress who protects us from all of those. I'm grateful that we can take our personal, intimate concerns to God. He would never make fun of us. He will never put us down. He will never turn us away. And he's always there, present to listen and to hear us when we call. So the third section there says our problems can weigh us down. We can give our concerns to God. But if we're going to weather the blues, the last portion here says that God will take you through. God will take you through. And so that's part of the goal, to see the light at the end of the tunnel, to see our way through all of this. So it says in verse 5, into your hands I entrust my spirit. You have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I hate those who are devoted to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your faithful love because you have seen my affliction. You know the troubles of my soul and have not handed me over to the enemy. Come on, I feel a shout coming on right there. You have set my feet in a spacious place. And so what a great word there. God will take you through. Come on, what are you thinking, Christina?
No, Mark, I believe that we suffer needlessly when we refuse to stand with God. We know what he can do, and we know that he is able. It took me years to overcome depression. Eventually, I became a Christian and took a stand for Christ, and God restored me, you know, through a process, not all at once, but through a process of his healing me. So I know firsthand what it means to suffer from depression, a deep depression. But I also know firsthand that God will lift you up and he will turn you around. I have not looked back at all when God lifted that depression off of me.
Wow, thank you for that. So here's part of what I'm seeing in this passage, that people often, when depressed, try to find relief in things that can't help. So it says there in verse number 6, I hate those who are devoted to worthless idols. And so often people will try many things that don't work to overcome the blues in their lives. And so sometimes it is we've been hearing on the news about not only the pandemic of the COVID quarantine, but the pandemic of opioid abuse, right? And it just seems like every few years, it's another drug of choice. I can remember when cocaine was a big issue, and then heroin was a big issue. Marijuana is a big issue. Crack was a big issue. Now opioids are a big issue. Every few years, it seems like there's a new drug of choice that becomes the big issue. But drugging your problems will not get rid of them, you know? So just drugs that take you to some dream world will not solve the problem. Alcohol, all of these things just cover up the situation. Sex, gambling, or social media likes, you know, trying to get people to like you on social media. All of these are things that just cover up the real issue. It is people being devoted to worthless idols, things they think will bring deliverance, but cannot truly bring deliverance. Only God can bring deliverance. So it says that you know the troubles of my soul. I love that, that God understands. He knows where I am. I don't have to try to explain it to him. I don't have to try to break it down. You know, sometimes we'll be in these funks and we'll try to talk about it, and it seemed like people just can't understand where we are, where we come from. And they said, you know, you ought to pick yourself up. And sometimes you just can't. Well, God knows when you can't, he understands that you can't. You know the troubles of my soul. But you have not handed me over to the enemy. Come on. What a beautiful piece that is. And so you've got to rejoice in the one who knows and cares. Some people know what you're going through, but they don't care. But God knows and God cares. And so, this is something that can really help people in times like this. So knowing my trouble and not handing me over to my trouble, but setting my feet on a rock, on a firm foundation, on a spacious place. Man, this is something that can help me. What are you thinking about this as we bring it to an end?
As we close, Mark, on this lesson, I'm thinking that there's someone who is listening to this that may really need this, or as a teacher, there may be someone who really need this. So you may want to take an opportunity to listen to it more than once. Some very good stuff has been shared here. And again, as I mentioned earlier, depression will cause you to turn on yourself. And there may be people who are thinking some thoughts that are, and then they need help. So it's a good lesson. And Mark made some wonderful and really powerful points in this lesson.
Right. So sometimes, you know, think about the people in your class that only show up every now and then, you know, whose absences, you know, just seem awkward. Or, you know, sometimes you have people in your class that aren't talking, right? And so sometimes they're not talking because they're just quiet, but sometimes they're not talking because there's so much pain going on in their lives. And so, you know, just, you know, be sensitive as we minister the gospel to people, especially in this lesson, because there's a growing number of people in our classes. These are good people, godly people. They have put their trust and hope in God, but that doesn't mean that we don't still have problems that we have to face and difficulties that we have to come through. But the psalmist is reminding us that God will take us through. Don't turn to the worthless idols. Put your hope and trust in God. Wow, this is a great lesson for these days. And I know it's going to be a blessing to your class as you go through this lesson on this week. And so we're grateful for that. So if you're a teacher, we want you to stick around just for a moment. We have a 60-second teaching tip that we want to share with you. But man, there are people who need you to reach out to them right now. There are people that haven't connected with your church or with a Bible study since the pandemic started. I want you to look at your attendance list and this week make a special effort to reach out to those people that have not been in attendance, the ones you have not really had contact with, who are probably in, might, some of them might be in this group, that really need you to reach out to them and allow this season to be a blessing to them. So get your group started. You can get your copies of the U curriculum at www.lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for and by urban and multi-ethnic churches. It is now available in the digital format with a leader's pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. You don't want to miss this. There's something for everybody in the family. And so please take advantage of this right now. And so, Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, so our teaching tip for today is stop and review. Now, this study, When Emotions Rise, started at the beginning of December. So what you can do now is briefly review the main point of each lesson. Remind the students of the emotions that have been studied. We studied grief. We studied fear, joy, anger, worry, and depression or the blues. Communicate that through the study of specific psalms in the Bible, we have learned to control our emotions in a healthy and a Christ-honoring way.
All right, thank you so very much. This has been such a wonderful, wonderful series, and this is such a powerful lesson to end this series on, and I know it's going to be a blessing to you and to your class. Meet us again next time for another U Urban Bible Study podcast, friend, because you never know where God will take you.